Hello, my name is Bill Kladke, and I'd like to welcome you to today's edition of Living in Baltimore. Our guest today is Mr. Rob Strupp, who's Executive Director of Baltimore Neighborhoods, Inc., or BNI, and Rob's here to talk to us today about housing discrimination and about human rights in Baltimore and our state. So, Rob, thank you for coming so much.
Thank you, Bill, for having me. It's a delight to be here again and see you.
It's been a while since we've talked, and you folks are doing so much good stuff, I wanted to get an update.
Well, thank you for the opportunity.
Great. First of all, for those of our listeners who are unfamiliar, could you tell us a little bit about BNI?
Well, BNI was founded in 1959. Our mission is to promote justice in housing, and we do that through two programs. We have a fair housing program that enforces fair housing laws to prevent housing discrimination. And we have a tenant-landlord program that works with both tenants and landlords to make sure that they have good relationships with one another and comply with tenant-landlord rental housing laws.
Uh-huh. And how does, I guess as executive director, your job is make sure everything works?
Right. You have my finger in all these little projects, making sure everything's working, everybody's functioning to the best capacity that they can. We get thousands of phone calls to our tenant-landlord hotline, and we only have three tenant-landlord counselors to meet the demand, so sometimes things get a little challenging.
Yeah, I bet, my goodness. But how can somebody get in touch with you?
Best way to reach me and the administrative line at BNI is 410-243-4468. I can also be emailed at rstrupp, that's R-S-T-R-U-P-P, at BNI-Maryland.org, and Maryland is fully written out. Mm-hmm. BNI is Baltimore Neighborhoods Incorporated.
Great. That's 410-243-4468. 4468. Your website's a good one.
Well, thank you. The website is www.BNI-Maryland.org, and again, Maryland is written out.
Yeah, it's a good one with lots of stuff about laws and links. And
that's absolutely right. If you can also go on our website and ask a question. If you can't reach the counselors by phone on the tenant-landlord mm-hmm. line, you can send your question to us, and we'll respond by phone or email back to you, usually within 24 hours. But there's all sorts of links to legal aid, Maryland Commission on Civil Rights, the Attorney General's Office, lots of helpful information on our website.
Yeah, that's great. That's great. For your tenant-landlord counseling, I know that one of the wonderful things about that service is that it's free and it is so respected by both tenants and landlords.
Thank you. Not only is it free, but what I was just answering a question for somebody the other day is we don't have income requirements to help the people who contact us.
Ah.
So, you know, there's a lot of organizations that have thresholds where if it's you make more than a certain amount of money,
right,
you have to go somewhere else for assistance. We don't have that. We don't ask that question. We do ask certain demographic questions that our funders are asking for, and it's not to be personal or pry into people's affairs, but just to keep records. But you're absolutely right. And what also makes us unique is that landlords can call us and ask questions too. We're not just there for the tenants. But we feel that by helping landlords, we're helping tenants because the landlords are housing those tenants and providing
right.
affordable housing, hopefully, for them.
Right. And we all live better if everybody's obeying the laws.
Studies have shown that time and time again, that if everybody's obeying the law, if there's affordable housing, if people are all living together regardless of who they are, how they identify, what they look like, and then all people can live together, everybody benefits.
Absolutely. I know aside from tenant-landlord counseling, as you've said, you do an awful lot, not only in fair housing discrimination handling complaints, but also in education and advocacy.
That's right. We do a tremendous amount of education and outreach statewide also, by the way, despite our name, Baltimore Neighborhoods Incorporated. Yes, we were founded in 1959, as I say. By the way, one of our founders was Jim Rouse, and so I like to say BNI has good DNA. but we are statewide, and we have education and outreach programs, and they are designed for community advocacy as well as for the industry, homeowners, housing providers, landlords, banks, everybody who has in some way touched housing issues can benefit from our educational programs.
That's great. And they can get in touch with you, that same number?
They can. They can call our landlord and tenant department, which is 410-243-6007, or they can call our fair housing department, which is 410-243-4400.
Great, great. Let's talk about the status of fair housing in our area. Baltimore has some good laws. Maryland has some good laws. How much, however, as we've said, if everybody obeys the laws, we're doing well. But how much housing discrimination is going on nowadays?
Well, unfortunately, there's still a surprising amount of discrimination that goes on, both overtly, where people simply won't rent or sell or lend to somebody because of whatever protected class they may be, whether it's what color their skin is, whether it's what their gender is, who they associate with, what religion they practice, or what have you. And that's overt discrimination, and it does still exist. And then there's more subtle discrimination, which is harder to detect, and also comes up in terms of policy. And we hear, and we read about issues that are going on in the region. Most celebrated, for example, this past year was the issue about Port Covington and whether the policies associated with regards to creating this new project would be inclusive of minorities. And so creating new projects throughout the city and the region, whether it's Baltimore County or Anne Arundel, is all a concern of BNI's, and we want to make sure that housing and community development is all inclusive.
Right. And that's a challenge.
It's an extreme challenge.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because you have so many conflicting interests. You have government's interest to improve blight. You have the interests of people who live in these communities and don't want to leave their neighborhoods that they've lived in for decades. You have gentrification, where people are coming in from outside and driving prices up.
Right.
And so it is very challenging.
Yeah, yeah. And as you've said, it's challenging because we are a diverse society.
Right, and we're getting more diverse.
Yeah.
And, we're, on the cusp of being a majority non-white country. We have to realize that and make appropriate adjustments.
Yeah, yeah. The way that housing discrimination is has changed over the years, hasn't it?
It has, of course. We think of housing discrimination. Our quick reaction to that is that whites discriminated against blacks. Blacks were kept in their place. This was there's a long history of housing policy and practice in the Baltimore area that shows that. And the vestiges of that exist in communities throughout the city,
yeah.
Throughout the counties that surround Baltimore. But it's more than that now. It's who you choose to marry, and how many children do you have, things like that that just expand our concept of discrimination.
Yeah, and we land up making, and I'm sure a lot of folks have a lot of problems with the fact that they're making what they regard as kind of a typical kind of decision or a typical kind of thing. But in a diverse society, it's discriminatory.
That's right.
Yeah, we don't realize sometimes, but the laws are the laws.
And sometimes it's a question of people just not realizing what the law is.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's a choice to ignore it. Our educational efforts are there to try and, bring people up to speed on what the law is and whether their practices comply with it or not.
Yeah, let me put in another advertisement there for Baltimore Neighborhoods, because you folks have great literature that's available for both someone who feels they've been discriminated against, as well as for a landlord or for a home seller or for a realtor, et cetera, to help them know what the law is.
Well, that's right. We have literature on fair housing that is available to anybody, whether they're a housing provider or what I call a housing consumer,
right,
which may be a renter or a buyer or a borrower who already owns a home and is refinancing. We have literature for on our tenant landlord side that covers the obligations of tenants and landlords, property managers and the like. That it may or may not even have a fair housing bent to it, but just what the law is with regard to right, security deposit refunds and rent escrow and other issues like that.
Yeah. What's been the main type of housing discrimination you've seen lately?
Well, most of it is in the disability area. I shouldn't say most. The leading cause of discrimination is in the disability area, which might be providing a parking space for somebody or who's got a disability, or whether or not their animal is a pet or a service animal
right,
for somebody, support animal, and things like that where people don't quite fully understand the law and what their obligations are. We also continue to see race and familial status issues. And familial status generally means having children under the age of 18 or somebody being pregnant or somebody wanting to adopt. Those are frequent reasons why people contact us.
Yeah, yeah. The Annapolis session is coming up soon.
Yes, I'm looking forward to that.
And I know Baltimore Neighborhoods does a lot to work for fair housing. What things should folks be aware of?
Well, I think, again, I say because it's come back for the last few years,
yeah,
one of the most important issues that's going to come before the legislature will be the issue of whether or not somebody who has a voucher or other non-salaried income should be treated equally with anybody who has a W-2 salary job,
like
in terms of renting. Right. It's called source of income, and that source of income should not be discriminated. People with source of income, non-traditional source of income, should not be discriminated against. BNI believes very strongly that it shouldn't matter whether you have VA benefits, Social Security, retirement, an annuity, or a job. Anyone should be treated the same with regards as subject to their qualifying, but the source of their income shouldn't prevent them from being a renter.
Absolutely, and that, of course, would not change in the slightest the basics of the law, which is that folks need to qualify. You need to have sufficient income. You need to have et cetera, the right, be able to show that you're a good tenant and all that stuff.
Right. If you need $2,000 or $3,000 a month to qualify for the rental, then you need $2,000 or $3,000 a month. But it shouldn't matter whether it comes from whether you work as an accountant or whether or not you're receiving VA benefits, for example.
Absolutely.
And what I like to point out is that the W-2 employee, the salaried employee, actually it has probably a less secure certainty of that position continuing than somebody who's got an entitlement benefit.
Absolutely.
And although fortunately the job market is pretty good right now.
Right.
For a while there it wasn't, and people were losing their jobs a lot, but they were given priority for rental because they had a job versus somebody who had benefits for life.
Absolutely. We're about out of time. What can somebody do to help?
Well, we welcome volunteers. We welcome membership. We are a membership organization. We depend on individual support as well as foundation support and grants. But we would really welcome to have volunteers stop by the office, see what we're like. We can, again, be reached at 410-243-4468. And our offices are in Charles Village, 26th and North Charles. We'd be happy to have you come by and take a look.
Wonderful. Or go to the website.
Absolutely. Please go look at our website again, www.bni-maryland.org.
Right. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Bill.
Unfortunately, that's all we have time for, Rob. I want to thank you for tuning in today. This has been Living in Baltimore. Our guest has been Mr. Rob Strupp, Executive Director of Baltimore Neighborhoods, Inc. Rob, keep up your good work for all of us.
Thank you. Always good to see you.
Always good to see you, too. Take care. And for Living in Baltimore, I want to thank you for tuning in. Let's try to be a good neighbor out there in all of our neighborhoods, and we'll see you next time.